for hanging out with us, everybody. Appreciate you sticking around. If you're still here, that means you got past our first segment, which is pretty good. Yeah, that's.
Are we batting 500?
We're batting 1,000 if they're still listening.
Nice.
You know, hey, I just noticed you have fishing lure earrings.
Kind of.
Ooh,
I bet this would catch a fish, though.
Of course it would.
Here, take a look at it.
The only problem is you got to put a hook on it. See, I've got it. Actually, that's what this is. It's got a swivel. You guys, okay, so it's an actual for a pierced ear. It's got a small willow leaf blade, very small, tiny, like about a half inch and about a long and about an eighth inch wide. Then the next one steps up. It's probably about 5/8 long and quarter inch. And the next one's about 3/4 inches long. And that one's a hammered blade. And that one's about a quarter inch long as well. And it's an actual fishing swivel that's on it, but it's not swiveling. So we'll have to free that part up because it doesn't really turn, and I'm not going to break it for you.
Yeah, don't do that.
So, yeah.
We should almost take a picture of my earring and be like, would this catch a fish?
Go ahead.
Do a cast, like a vote on
Absolutely.
Our Facebook page.
Yeah, no. I think that would be, okay, hang on. Let me do this right now. This is called on-air make it up as you go program.
How should we do it?
I'll just hold it up. I'll take a picture.
Hang on, folks. We're getting it.
There we go. All right. That's dead air right there, but we got it. So we'll be posting that on the page. And look at the Facebook page and comment, please, if you would.
If you think that
we have to add two things. What would we add would be the first question. What would we add that you would help you catch a fish?
Sure.
And then... what species do you think you would catch with that
earring
setup?
Cool. I love that.
Huh? Yeah,
love
just
that.
Out of the blue, I kind of like, whoa.
And, you know, I would tell my husband to try it, you know, like put a hook on this and try it, but I like these, so.
Just shot that idea down.
Yeah. It will not be tested, but you can, in theory.
At least that's what you think right now.
You better not. Don't touch them.
Well, when you find out one's missing.
And I'll know exactly
I can't figure out where it went.
It's in the Mississippi.
You never
oh,
had
no.
that happen. You never had that happen, right? Yeah. We would be remiss if we didn't ask everybody to check us out at Facebook and where else?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Absolutely. And, of course, now you have to check us out. You've got to see if this earring is going to catch fish and what you got to do.
If anybody was wondering when Don's joining us, he will not be.
No.
We found out.
He had some meeting that went overtime.
Yep. That happens.
Yep. I was going to Bobby Brown, bad music at that point. Can't touch this. Down. Never mind.
Dude, so we have this nifty little rundown thing.
Yeah. What do you got for
me? We had a couple accidents with Youth Hunt in Minnesota.
Yeah.
What happened?
So in the Youth Hunt, it's a supervised hunt. So you have
an adult. You have to have an adult.
Right. Two men were injured. In separate incidents, they were accidentally shot by young, inexperienced hunters, and both survived, but had to be hospitalized. The Sherburne County Sheriff's Office said that a 45-year-old man was in a deer stand with his 13-year-old daughter on Sunday morning. After shooting a deer, the girl accidentally fired a second round that struck her father in the leg. Another relative applied a makeshift tourniquet until the deputies arrived. And then they hauled his daughter off to jail. I'm kidding. No, that's in a very unfortunate situation.
And I think she paid the price.
Yeah.
And that's a tough way to learn, but
yeah,
holy
as long as everybody's okay, that will probably go down in the family as a story for the holidays that we'll keep on giving.
I don't know if it'll ever get funny, though.
I think it probably will.
I don't know.
Everybody's okay, no permanent injuries, I think it would be all right.
Hey,
comment if you think it would be, again, everybody walks away, they come up, they're healed, and they're not any permanent damage, I think that might be the case. If there's permanent damage, I think
not so
it'd
funny.
Be terrible.
Okay.
Absolutely. Either case, it would be terrible, and she would feel guilty for a long time. But also, Sunday, 50-year-old man from Bemidji was struck in, do you remember Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
You know, when he
got jumped up and bit him in the butt?
No, do you remember when he got shot in
the butt talks?
In the butt talks. Well, in this particular case, a 50-year-old Bemidji man was struck in the buttocks when the 10-year-old hunter, the man was supervising, accidentally pulled the trigger while attempting to unload the rifle. The man was airlifted to a hospital in Fargo due to seriousness of his injuries, and the Minnesota's four-day youth season is for 10 to 17-year-old kids. So.
Okay. Well, and we don't know his status.
He's okay.
He's all right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. They would have put something in there counter to that. But, yeah, I've never had a close call, knock on wood. We brought it up earlier this year when we talked about the administration when they cut funding for gun safety.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to eliminate a pastime, all you have to do is simply just eliminate the training for it so that people are not going to go out and do it because they don't feel
comfortable. Because they don't know how to feel safe.
They don't know how. They don't have a... and there's not a program out there that would help a single-parent family that's not necessarily involved in it or that may want to, and there's nothing out there to do it, and it would eliminate it. And so that's why I think it's so important that the training, the gun safety, was approved, and that got pushed through along with archery as well. But this is a prime example. You just need to keep doing it. I don't know if those two had been in a
class or something.
I thought that was rather odd. Just as a comment, I was going through some news stories today. Remember we talked about the two guys that were busted out in Ohio fishing tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And they were probably cheating in several other tournaments in prior years. In fact, one of my friends was in one of the events. He finished second to those guys. Well, he is back in the limelight. Wanda Kaminsky is back in the limelight. In Pennsylvania, apparently, he is charged with illegally shooting several deer that he had and bound out to be mounted in his living room. Not a good thing. Again, it was just anecdotal. I didn't have the printout for it, but nonetheless, I was not, in one way I was surprised, in another way I was not surprised. Very frustrating that kind of thing is allowed to go on. It should just say, look, your hunting and fishing privileges are revoked for 10 years until you
learn
your lesson. And that was a very unfortunate scenario. But, sad news. Well, get them get them out of the woods and off the water and keep them there for a while.
Yeah.
How about that?
Might be a good idea.
Well, hey, tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about what has gone on, conversations with Lake Mille Lac, and some regulation changes they're promoting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. So, Ava, have you always wondered what deer want to eat?
I don't know. Are they that complicated?
Wow.
I have to say something.
You know what? The audience right now is like, wasn't she supposed to say yes?
No.
I would have assumed. I guess the sad part is when you ask a question, understand that there's only one answer you could give. Otherwise, you aren't prepared for what you're going to get.
Okay. Got it.
Hey, Ava. Aren't you always curious on what deer really want to eat?
Always.
Because apparently it's not going to be deer sticks.
I guess not.
Oh, so I guess the reason I say this is, you know, you look at a lot of the areas that whether it's whatever the food source that you are hunting in your particular area, obviously you want to structure how you set your stand up, how you set your drives up, and where you're looking at those trails for those food areas. And even if it's a food plot, how are they ranked as far as the foods for deer? So,
got it.
Right? That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to go with 20 on down. All right. So 20 of the top favorite foods deer eat. Number 20, treetops. When you have these trees that fall, they want to eat the treetop because it's much more, would you say, edible? It's softer. A lot of times it's newer growth. Boom. Got it? Okay. That one's kind of boring. Like, meh, whatever. pears. The look on your face is awesome. You're not going to find a lot of pears growing in the wild, but when you do, you're probably going to hang a stand nearby it. They cannot resist them. And once your tree or trees start dropping fruit, they will be there. Number 17.
Can I say no S, Sherlock, on like the falling fruit? For deer, like, of course they're going to want to eat it. Why wouldn't they want to eat it?
Okay. Wow. You guys, this is what I deal with every week.
Okay, when Doc Weaver's not here, you have to have me as your
we're
support.
Gonna jump,
and
we're gonna jump.
I apologize.
Wow. Soybeans, a farmland favorite. How about that?
No S, Sherlock.
Uh-huh. Of course, agricultural crop. Soybeans are deer magnets, both early and late fall. In summer and early fall, they'll absolutely hammer the foliage of the soybean plants. And the appeal tapers off, however, when the leaves turn yellow. But once they dry out, then they're a huge late season draw. So if they're yellow, they don't like them. If they're dried out, they do. Gotcha. I was expecting a response
that
from
was
that last
that
part.
Was a little bit more interesting.
Saplings and shrubs?
Yeah, okay.
Wow. This is
The problem is that like I've been a deer hunter forever.
Okay. Critical in fact is a deer cannot survive without eating leaves, twigs, and buds of a woody browse nature, which usually means the saplings and shrubs as well as some of the vines. They tend to eat and browse where they live in the big woods habitats. That's away from the food plots and ag fields. And of course the young woody growth shoots up and you're talking about dog hair type. They can reach it, you know, the younger growth trees. So that works.
Gotcha.
Got it. Okay. Persimmons. If you're a northerner, you're more likely to find a pear tree than a persimmon. That's a southern deal. It's down south.
I was just going to like, what?
Well, apples, pears, persimmons are tops. Other fruits can be good as well. Wild berries. They also like those. Raspberries, blackberries, wherever that's at as well. So keep that in mind. That works.
Berries. Got it.
Can you mark that down in your book? Yep. Northern white cedar. They like cedar as well.
Okay.
You probably see a lot of the areas that are chopped down. Mushrooms. Scattered deer snacks. Don't miss the chance to
munch on those.
Check those up. Yep. Right. If you see a deer kind of wandering aimlessly and it may not be.
It may not be a CWD.
Yeah, it may not
it
be.
It may be the mushrooms.
May they found the mushrooms. Exactly. Milo. Milo is a big pheasant deal out in South Dakota. It is a grain similar to sorghum, and it is easy to access, and there's a ton of those seeds that are in that particular plant. Forbs, sedges, and herbs, they grow naturally in a fallow field, pastures, and burns, and prairies. They make up quite a bit of the diet when they're there. Frosts make a certain species less toxic and tastier. 70% of the whitetail's summer diet consists of forbs, pokeweed, aster, ragweed, wild strawberry, and goldenrod. Did you know that?
A lot of those I don't
see. Smarty
recognize.
Pants. Mm-hmm. See, now I'm proving that you need fur needles.
More information.
Fur needles. They love that. Did you know that?
Yes.
They prefer it over acorns, apples, or turnips.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of more like a moose thing, but
no.
I guess not.
No. Mm-mm. Believe it or not, fall leaves. Deer eat leaves. They readily eat fall leaves, and they seem to prefer freshly dropped leaves for higher moisture content. The favorite color is red, which has more residual sugar because it's obviously from a maple tree. In most cases, the real red ones. Top species are dogwood, aspen, and maple. There's one problem for hunters. Good luck setting up an ambush on this food source because where are they? Everywhere, all over. Yep. Cowpeas, an early fall favorite. First, when I say cowpeas, I think somebody's using a disguised term for something else.
Right.
Another popular food plot plant, particularly in the South. So definitely going to be there. Corn, the game changer. No one needs to say anything about it, about the corn, right? What are you going to say?
No S, Sherlock.
From a hunting standpoint, the most important thing is keep close tabs on that harvest, particularly any cut cornfields. It's going to move the deer, and they will hang out not far from it as there's a lot of drop grain at that point. Clover, it's a low-maintenance food plot, just as
I'd say that's like the most common, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'll say it's clover and alfalfa are pretty tight. So that's number seven.
Okay, you've got like a minute, so you got to fly through these.
Cereal grains, that's easy. Rye, wheat, oats. Number five, brassicas, which I'm not sure what that is. Kale, turnips, rutabagas, and radishes. How about that? Yep.
Root.
Yep.
Beech nuts. Got it.
Beech nuts, that's a Northwoods staple. There's a lot of beech nut around. Apples, that's deer candy. That's number three. Number two, alfalfa.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to live my own life. That was from Spanky. Yeah.
Is that Little Rascals?
Little Rascals.
Okay,
well
got
done.
It.
And last but not least, number one, acorns.
Did crab apples make the list?
Nope. Not even in the mix. Not even in the mix. Well, guys, that's a wrap for us. Lots of fun information for you guys today. We can't thank you enough for hanging out with us. I'm Eric. Ava's across from me. We are the Valley Outdoors. We will see you next week. Have a fantastic weekend out in the outdoors. See ya.